If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And I'm Lucas Jeffcoat.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast that was about life-changing moments.
And sometimes still is.
But the life of this podcast has changed into more of a fun catch-up with three friends and the occasional guest, if we can get our shit together. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
This week's episode of Thank Fuck For That is sponsored by... I'm just kidding.
We were very excited.
We're going up in the world.
We got excited.
We could make up a sponsorship. No. We should make up a product and then say we're sponsored by it.
Yes, and then sell it.
Yeah.
Okay, but it has to be a good product then. It has to be something that like people want to use.
What would be like our dream sponsorship?
Well,
who are we as people?
We're multi-generational.
So something appeals to all ages.
Yes, it has to be all ages.
Yeah, maybe like walking sticks, but like with wheels on.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, walking sticks that also double as selfie sticks.
Yeah.
So this week's episode.
Done.
Sponsored by the walking selfie stick.
The walking selfie stick.
Yeah. You know what?
We've got to come up with a name. Give
we'll
us time. Shopping.
Yeah,
give
we'll brain. We'll brainstorm.
I said brain shopping. I meant brain.
Brainstorming,
yeah.
It's because we were talking about shopping before.
I've got shopping on the mind.
Lucas went into a shop.
I did.
And Sarah and I were like, what?
You? somebody actually jumped on the Patreon, jumped in to defend you when we laughed when you said that you were shopping, as in grocery shopping.
Yes, I saw that.
Thank you. Apparently that is
what?
To do the shopping.
You don't defend Lucas.
Yeah, that's not the deal.
You don't understand how it works. You must be new. You must be new.
Yeah. This man is a worm.
This man is a piece of shit.
He drinks milk.
Even if the things he's saying are complete fact. No.
He's wrong.
What was the point, though?
I was talking about doing the shopping. No, doing the groceries.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that.
But you said we were shopping.
We were shopping, and you were like, you've been Americanized.
Yeah. Oh, my God, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I take it back.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
An apology from Mickey Overman.
Yes. I wanna issue an official apology. Wow. I said that you'd been Americanized.
Mm.
But I hate that. I hate when people say that.
You said something.
It's happened.
You said something to him. I remember. I remember you saying something to him.
But I think I don't like when people say that things have been American. Like, okay, basically, the girl that I used to nanny.
Yeah.
Her parents would always say to her, like, "You've been Americanized," and I found it so annoying. Well, one, possibly because I've been Americanized quite severely.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, that's just how culture works, and that's just how, like, we don't talk the same way we did in the 1700s. Like, do you know what
it's
I mean?
Shame.
Like, yeah. When people are, like, really precious about...
It's totally whack, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Sorry, I got on a soapbox so early, but I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I apologize.
But you are kind of right. I have been Americanized. I asked my dad the other day if I could have a tomato. We had any tomatoes, and he went, "A what?"
You
gave me a carrot.
You deserved it.
That's
yeah, that's fair.
Big dad joke.
Well, I do say tomato as well, but yeah. I have an American.
I corrected myself though. I realized what I did.
Yeah. Did you
tomato?
Did you whip yourself in the garden?
I did.
Good.
Bloody hell! Could I have a tomato? Give me a tomato, Father.
Father.
Papa. Please. I'm so hungry. What do you guys?
In the coal mine.
What do you say to your dad? Do you say
hello?
Can I have a tomato? Obviously, that's what he said. He just said,
I shake his hand every morning. Yeah.
Good morning, Father.
Morning,
may
Dad.
I have a tomato?
Mr. Jeffcoat. That's what I call
hello.
Him.
Hello. I love hello. But do you call him Dad?
Yeah, I call him Dad.
Yeah. Why else would I call him?
I don't know. Like, some people say daddy. I mean, it's disgusting.
Do I give off a daddy vibe? Do I give off the vibe of somebody who calls their father daddy?
What if I said yes?
Can you imagine?
But I can imagine you saying father. I could imagine that.
Yeah.
I could imagine you saying that in a slightly ironic way.
Hello, father.
Yeah.
No, I think I say that sometimes. But,
yeah.
But as a lol.
Yeah, as a lol.
And mother.
But some people actually say mother.
Yes, but they're creepy as well.
They are creepy.
There's a
mommy and mother.
Narrow margin, isn't there, for what you should address your parents as. Mummy is creepy. Mother is creepy.
Yeah.
Mom is fine.
Actually, speaking of the girl you used to nanny, I saw her and we went for coffee.
She called
you mommy?
How
fun is this? No, she didn't call me mommy. But it was the first time we ever, like, met up for coffee.
Oh,
she's
an
adult
now. Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh, my God.
So we like, met for coffee and it was really fun. But she said, mommy. And I said, you got to quit that now.
Too old.
I'm going to stop you right there.
I'm going to stop you right there. 100%. But she said she said it wasn't going to happen.
She said it's not going to happen.
She's posh as hell, though.
Yeah, it is a posh thing, isn't it, mummy?
Yeah.
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 To have a nanny, I feel like having a nanny is mummy vibes.
It is mummy vibes. Nanny, mummy.
What about people who call their parents by their first names? I have a friend who does that.
That's also posh, isn't it?
Yeah. I had a joke about this because my dad wanted me to call him Rob.
Oh, yeah.
And I refused. And I said, you're the only person in the world I can call Dad. There's lots of Robs. And then he said, that's a really good point. And then he left it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I remember being the first time I ever, like, convinced my dad of anything.
Please let me
call
you
Dad. 1-0
to
Mickey.
Yeah, I've just...
Zero points to Rob.
It taught me that I have, like, autonomy. It was, like, quite a powerful thing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. But anyway, don't call your parents by their first
name. It's super weird that he tried to make you...
He just thought, I think there were a lot of, like, Dutch parents who sort of came out of that time being like, we want to be, like, equals with our kids.
Oh, okay. So it was an act of
in
respect.
In this sort of, like, hippie-ish, like...
Yeah.
And my mom was like, absolutely not. And then we were all, absolutely not.
I really vividly remember the sort of moment when I was a child when I realized that my mom had a name.
Really?
Yeah, I remember standing in the kitchen of the first house that we lived in and going.
14, is it?
Yeah, 14 years old. Yeah, I just got back from youth club.
Yeah.
And I remember being really small and turning to my mum and going, mummy, do you have a name?
Really?
And she said, yes, I have a name. It's Carrie. And I was like, oh.
Wait, your mum's name is Carrie?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Carrie. Turns out I don't know their names. I assumed that because my mum's name was Carrie, my dad's name was Carrie, and I asked no more. My dad's name's Fran. Francis.
Fran?
Yeah.
Like a...
So they both have nicknames for their full names?
Yeah, well, they have shortened versions of their long
Francis
names.
Francis is
cool.
Like Lucas and
I've never
Lucius.
Heard Francis for a man.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't. He wasn't a big fan of it when he was a kid because I think it is more commonly a girl's name, but.
Well, I mean,
Francis,
it's probably, they all come from the same thing, right? So they all come from, like, the Latin, like, Franciscus. So in Dutch, Frans is, like, a really big That's like a huge name. But it's we've also obviously the got word Frank. For French. Mm, yeah, you've got Frank.
Yeah.
Fran, though.
Francis.
How about you?
Stuart.
Classic.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuart.
No ambiguity.
You want to shake his hand, and
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do, immediately. Yeah.
You don't call Stuart daddy, though, do you?
No, I've never called him. Mickey. They listen. No, they don't listen.
They don't listen. I've been so pervy.
I never, whenever
nobody's parents listens to this.
Whenever, and I've been very pervy about your mom, so I did feel like I had to balance it out by being pervy
you
about
have.
Your dad.
I'm used to it. All my friends at school used to perv on my mom because I was the mum. I was the kid whose mum everyone fancied.
Really?
For some reason.
Really? Yeah, that was me. You had a hot mum?
Yes.
Name her.
It's not for me to say.
We've got to get a girl.
We've got to get a name.
Word on the street is that, yeah, it is. And they can never hear this. They never listen to this because I tell whenever they ask me what I'm doing, I never say I'm doing Thank Fuck For That. I'm like, oh, it's Sarah and Mickey's podcast.
Oh,
you,
good.
You don't name it?
I think they know it, but I don't. I'm always
How
like,
how are we ever
going
to get listeners if you won't name the podcast you're on?
You have to name
parents,
the podcast.
Just to my parents. Well, my parents hate swearing.
Really?
So they wouldn't be happy if I
they
said.
They hate swearing?
They don't swear,
with
yeah.
All
yeah.
Its benefits?
My dad, well, my dad hates swearing.
That's so hot.
All its health benefits?
It's good for you. It relieves stress, good for your blood pressure.
It is, yeah, good for
it
you.
Is. It
really
is good for you. But no, my dad especially hates it. And my
Fuck!
Mom. And my mom. My dad's like, no swearing.
Great.
I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah. What's your mum's name, please?
Selena.
What's your hot mum's name? Oh, Selena, I knew that.
Selena.
Selena is a hot mum's name
with
as well.
With a C, not an S, like Gomez.
Okay, well, Selena with an S is slightly hotter. But I still like it.
I was picturing Gomez.
I bet you were.
From the Addams Family.
You looked at Lucas and then went, Selena Gomez, probably that's what his mum looks
Selena
like.
Selena Gomez, I think Yeah. Right, Lucas.
Pop star running through
Lucas
my veins.
Lucas is the spit of Selena Gomez.
My parents' names are Rob.
Rob? Is that how you'd say it?
Rob, yeah.
But you wouldn't say, you'd say
yes,
Dad?
Yes, well.
You wouldn't say Dad?
Papa.
Papa.
Papa and Mama.
Aww.
Rob and Toes. And Toes is it's spelled T-O-O-S. And it's a very old-fashioned name, even for people in her generation.
I
it
love
was like
that name.
It's very. Great. It's. I think it's lovely, and it's probably like done a resurgence now. But Patrick once went on stage, and there was like this whole crowd of Dutch students that were in the audience.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Oh my god, like my girlfriend's Dutch." And then he's for some reason he said her mom's name is Toes, and then everyone laughed because it's so old fashioned. So
leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
Leave Toes
Mama.
Alone.
Yeah.
That's a lovely name. What does it mean?
Well, it comes from Catherine. So it's like in Dutch, you can shorten.
Huh?
Yeah. So in Dutch, you can show. They used to shorten Catherine, Katharina, to either Kato, or then Toes for the last two. So it's almost like
you guys are just beyond the things you come up with.
You're making it up as you go along, Mickey. I'm not convinced any of this is real.
Absolute cartwheels you managed to
not even language. Not even, you know what, it's not even real. I'm making it all up. The Netherlands is not even a country. One time actually someone said to me, like, I thought you were all like just speaking in gibberish as a like big prank because you all speak English so well. So my theory is that you all actually speak English, but then whenever there's like a foreign person around, you just start speaking in like
to prank them
gobbledygook.
Yeah, but you started to understand the gobbledygook.
Yeah, exactly. And then we were like, well, we can just leave
it
out.
It was a joke that went too far. They're like, oh, we've accidentally made a language.
It went way too far.
Really good stuff. How did we get here?
I have no idea. Shopping.
We were saying talking about my dad, I think.
Oh, tomato.
Stewart.
Tomato, yeah.
Tomato
Stewart.
Tomato Stewart. Or
him.
Daddy.
Or Daddy.
It's Tomato Daddy Stewart. That's your dad. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Francis is also the name of baby in Dirty Dancing.
That's true.
Mm. I mean,
and that's
dancing.
My father.
I'd be so excited if that was
your dad. You can still do the lift.
I love her. If that was your dad, I'd be very excited.
Oh, yeah, that's my dad.
But I'd also know like a lot about his sex life.
Yeah, and his nose.
And his nose. Oh no, too sad.
Yeah.
Too sad. Don't get a nose job.
Nobody's allowed a nose
job. Nobody's allowed to change anything.
Mm-mm. What happened to her nose?
She got a nose job.
She got she sort of famously got a nose job, and then no one recognized her.
Oh,
yeah.
So then
maybe she wanted that. Maybe she was sick.
No, she did not. She says it's the biggest regret of her life.
She had a lovely nose as well.
Lovely, mm-hmm. but not classically.
Oh right.
It was a classic beautiful. Nose.
And then
you know
so
what I mean by classic nose?
The pressure, mm-hmm. the pressure of Hollywood,
big and red,
made her change.
Round. Honk, honk.
And then. Anyway, it's very sad. Should I tell you about my thing that I was going to tell you about?
Yeah, tell me about your thing.
Okay, Lucas. It's very embarrassing. Basically, I was going to tell Sarah, and then Sarah said, wait for the pod. But it's super embarrassing.
And I was like, get it on the pod. Let's monetize this.
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, listen, we say everything anyway. But the this week, I've decided to quit my 34-year-long addiction of sucking my thumb.
Do you think this is better or worse than the milk revelation?
I've never seen you suck your thumb.
Oh,
but
thank
I suppose
God.
You've never seen me drink milk either.
No, but...
Yeah, but you don't have, like, two glasses of milk on your hands the whole time.
Oh, I wish. What a life that would be.
I don't know if I've ever
Milky
seen
two
you.
Hands.
I think I maybe...
Thank
I think
God.
I maybe seen you.
I here. Think you maybe yeah. have seen it because sometimes I do it in public when I... Yeah. When I get tired and I don't realize it, but I get really sleepy.
The worst
and then
was when I caught you sucking my thumb. Look away. Don't look away from Mickey for too long.
First
you
of all,
Mickey, yeah.
heads up, thumbs down. That's the rule.
I want to be very clear about this. I once before quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For 2 years. And then I moved to Vancouver and I was so lonely that I.
You
did
relapsed.
It, that yeah. I relapsed. It's like that. That I realized.
Thumb was winking at you.
It was like.
It was right there.
You know what you have to do. Take me in your mouth.
I have sucked my thumb from inside the womb. They were able to like see that on like X-rays.
Oh, really?
So I always think like this is such a hard addiction to quit because it's one, it's right there.
Mm.
It's to hand.
It's like having two cigarettes attached
to your
hand.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah. Oh, I don't say. You don't suck both. Oh, you can see it actually. Here, look.
I'm so sorry.
You can see it.
I can see
that what? One's like mangled.
So that's the one you suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I.
It's like it's completely haggard.
It's eroded.
Yeah. It's eroded. This it thumb, has a bit.
This thumb has had a horrible life.
It it's just been wet for so long.
The wettest thumb in the biz.
It's always there. It's like incredibly comforting and like I am an anxious person, so like it helps me get to sleep at night with my anxiety. And any boyfriend, and this is really bad, but any boyfriend I've ever had thinks it's so adorable.
Oh.
And I said to
fucking
it's
hell.
So disgusting. And I said
men
to Patrick,
are so creepy.
They're so creepy. And I said to Patrick, I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. We're trying for a baby. I can't be a baby.
You can't be sucking the thumb with the baby.
I can't.
The baby's going to quit before you do.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
The baby's going to go, come on, Mickey, grow up.
It has to stop. It has to stop. And then Patrick said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
He said, but why? It's so adorable.
What is adorable about that?
Because I try and talk to him whilst I have my thumb in my mouth. And then I'm like, and then he thinks it's really funny because like I'm trying to talk to him, but it comes out
but
like.
But you won't put the thumb down.
I'm too tired to like put it down.
It's rude to talk with your mouth full.
Oh, I talk with my mouth full. Oh my God.
So
I can't believe
thumb.
I'm saying this. It's so embarrassing. I'm so old.
Well, how did you quit the last time?
Right. So the last time was when I was with
did
my.
Did you get one of those like
I went cold
fake
turkey.
Thumbs.
I went cold turkey.
The ones that light up.
Yeah.
Why did I never think of this? Thinking of
that's
a giant thumb.
That's our new product.
Oh my God. Guys. Yeah. No, I went cold turkey. I was that was when I was with my first boyfriend, and I was like, I can't turn 20 and still be sucking my thumb.
Cut to
that was cut to modern day. So I was like, I can't do that. And also, I'd been like hiding it because my mom thought I quit when I was. She tried to get me to quit for so long, and she thought I finally did it when I was like 13. So I just got really good at hiding it. And so I was like, I'm sick of hiding this from my family.
Shit comes in your room. It smells like thumb in here. You're closing the window.
Also, just like the whole like Freudian like oral fixation like aspect of it is so disgusting. Like it's all just horrible.
I'm sorry. What's the plan then? Just try and resist the urge.
Yes. It's been horrible, and I got the nail polish that you get for like nail biting.
Oh yeah, that's what I was
saying. So it's like it's like disgusting now. But my mum used to do that. She used to put it on, and then I just like I'd suck it off. So like I would be like, just I spend like 10 minutes just like sucking it off, and then I'd be like done.
We're gonna cut that bit up. I have to say. That's next week's clip.
Yeah.
But now. Now I want to quit.
Yeah.
So now when I put it in, I'm like, ugh.
Well, the first step is admitting. Acceptance.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Oh, no, yeah.
You've got five more steps.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm in depression. I'm in step four because like I've already done all the other ones and now I'm just in like it's so horrible and it's actually hard to fall asleep. But it's been 5 days.
Well done.
That's Thank good. You.
So you would do it as a comfort thing whilst trying to sleep?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you could suck? This sounds like a horrible line, but I'm trying to think of like ways to phase it out.
No, yeah.
This is a genuine suggestion.
You need
just
like
unfortunately
a
vape.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah. And Patrick's just there, like, cut to Patrick.
Is there anything else you could...
He's fully nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need something to...
Dressing his penis up like a thumb.
I don't believe in that. I think it's like when smokers start vaping, it's like you're just getting addicted to a different thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I believe in cold turkey.
I have a bad habit of like picking at my lips. I pick the skin off my lips.
It's
like a soothing thing.
Don't.
It's so annoying. And I do it without realizing. Suddenly I'll like, not like come to, but I'll realize I'm doing it and go, fuck. It's really annoying.
What could you do for that?
Start sucking my thumb.
Don't like do
great,
it.
Sounds like a great vice.
Yeah.
You've been on it for 34
Don't
years.
Don't do
Lucas
it.
Lucas is like going to leave here and be like, we'll just see what it's like.
We'll give it a nibble.
No.
We get up, we're like, wow, that's some strong stuff.
No. We come back in next week, all three of us have got our thumbs up.
We're the thumb suckers.
Honestly, guys, it's so hard. It's so much harder to quit than anything else I've ever quit.
I'm really sorry. It does. I know exactly what I'm. We're laughing at you.
No.
We are laughing at you.
Oh, you can laugh at me.
But
I'm a 34-year-old thumb sucker. You can laugh at me.
But I do appreciate that anything comforting like that. I was talking about this with my friends because, like, I think a lot of people have a thing. One of my friends, like twists like their bed sheets.
And
it's such a comforting thing, but it like puts holes in their bed sheets and they have to do it. And I was like, can you have like a dedicated like pillowcase that is for the twisting? And they're like, it's not the same. It's not the same if I purposely go with the intention of having something
I have to
do it on the tension isn't the same or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like so hard for them to, because you don't realize when you start doing something absentmindedly, it's really hard to quit.
It's so hard to quit.
I have deepest empathy.
Oh, thank you.
And your thumbs.
Well,
your poor thumbs.
My thumb is just gonna have such a revival period now. I feel.
Yeah, that thumb is gonna real start growing.
It's gonna start growing.
You're gonna be so good at hitchhiking.
Oh my god!
Come back
but
in.
It's finally,
got,
both
it's got
thumbs.
Beautiful long hair.
I'm excited for. So they say like it takes 2 weeks, right, to break a habit.
Mm.
So. I'm really excited. I'm on day 5, and it's getting a little bit easier, but not easy yet. So I just have to get through 2 weeks. Hopefully, 2 episodes from now, I won't even remember that I used to do that.
You won't even have thumbs.
I won't even have thumbs. Okay, so great.
I feel like there's something else you could probably do. Maybe.
But I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to replace it with another horrible habit.
Stop washing your hands.
Oh my god!
Why don't you stop washing your hands?
Because then, if you think about how gross your thumb is,
this is the opposite of government advice. And you know, I love the government.
Yes.
What if Rishi finds out,
and then he doesn't like me? Oh my god. Anyway, someone else say something embarrassing.
This is mildly embarrassing. I
okay, good.
I had to go to a funeral last week, which was
cringe.
Awkward. Which was obviously a very sad occasion. It was my friend's mum, so I was kind of there as more of a sort of supporting that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the people there were kind of also like friends of the children of the woman who died. So like there was a lot of kind of like moving part. There was like a big generational gap between like the younger people and then her friends as well. And there was a point where we all stood around in the garden, like me, my friend Louise was there, and then my ex also happened to be there because she was also friends with this person. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people we didn't know, and the vibe was just like awkward. And we were like, we don't, like, what is the conversation starter? And I don't know what I was thinking, but I just turned to this group at large and went, do you guys drink milk?
Like, that is your new icebreaker for anything. Oh, my goodness.
And my friend went, yeah. And I went, what? And I found this out about her. But then, like, we kind of put it to the wider group.
Yeah.
And this girl, who was so like... lovely, was like, her, all of her friends kind of turned to her. And it did break the tension because suddenly we had, like, a common thing to talk about. And this all her friends turned to her and were like, oh, my God, do not get her started on milk. And she was like, I love milk. She was like, me and my brothers drink so much milk. And she was like, but actually it's really sad that you've brought it up because I've just had a baby. The baby is lactose intolerant and I can't drink milk at the moment and I'm really missing it. And to the point where we're stood there in this garden like, oh, you are a bit intense about milk.
Yeah. Like, how can you drink that much milk and then have a lactose intolerant baby?
Well, I wonder whether she drank so much milk when she was pregnant. I don't know if that's how it works or not.
That can't be how it works.
I think
that
sometimes would make... it can be how it works, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's how people become lactose intolerant. They have too much dairy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. So,
I don't know anything.
Is this because you've been thinking
about it since last week? Thank you for bringing that up. I don't know anything.
Do you know what? I think I was just racking my brains for like the most neutral thing I could say.
Milk.
And it was milk. And I was like, I kind of need to just like... You know when you're like, I just want to throw out a question that gets everybody kind of like saying like, well, I either do or I don't.
Yeah.
And it's so like not about anything there's no, because there was sort of awkward politics between people. I didn't want to talk about work. I didn't want to talk about anything.
Yeah. But so you were emceeing the funeral.
I did emcee. Yeah. Yeah. I went, let me ask you guys something.
Let me put this to the room.
Just let me hear drink milk.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had a mic. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
What's your name?
Put your own mic.
Yeah. And
wow. This is just what you're going to do from now on.
It was a really useful question to just get the, you know.
It's a good question.
Guys, yeah. If you're ever wondering or you want like an icebreaker, you're like, why is it so tense in here? Ask the milk question.
If you need to get a group of strangers talking, ask the milk question.
Ask the milk question.
The milk breaker. Yeah. Milk it for what it's worth.
Hey.
Yeah.
We quit the podcast.
We're out of here. We're done.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Do you have anything embarrassing?
Well, I was thinking about what you said about being lactose intolerant, and I decided to test the theory.
I'm not lactose intolerant, okay? I just want to make that very clear.
You're not?
No.
So you are?
You are, aren't you?
No, well, I'm not.
Oh, well, I thought I was because Noelle's been complaining about the stench of my...
Yeah,
remember?
Oh, my gosh.
So I just had you to test it.
You are, for sure.
I just had to test it.
Sorry, can you finish the sentence, Noelle's been complaining about the stench of my...
I farts. There he is, stinky. Did I talk about this in the main or the Patreon?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember, but it
I talked about when I said that someone broke into the house.
Yeah. I think we were talking about this on the way to the station.
Oh.
No. I think this was on the pod.
Was it?
Yeah.
But he said he can't eat pizza.
Yeah. Oh, so I was here.
So I decided to
eat. And you guys refused to walk to the station with me. So...
We made a
you
we
refuse made a... to conform to our station.
They make me count to 20 and they go ahead.
We run away. So I decided to test the theory. So I ate a whole cheese pizza with a glass of milk.
What a fun theory.
And ranch. I made my own ranch. I love ranch with pizza.
Ah.
You know, you don't have it? You know, like the garlic dip that you get with Domino's?
Yeah.
I make my own
Domino's is an affront to
what
pizza.
What do you make it with?
I make it with sour cream, mayo, milk.
I mean, if you weren't lactose intolerant before.
I am now.
I mean, I don't even know if you are lactose intolerant or whether that is just an inhuman amount of dairy to eat in one sitting.
No, it is a lot. It is a lot. But I would do that. Like, that would be a normal-ish meal for me. It's really good if you guys haven't tried. Make your
young
own ranch.
Boys, hey?
You don't stop selling this.
You don't like dipping. What do you do with the crust? Are you not a sauce with crust person?
I don't feel like I have to defend myself here.
It's very normal.
You're the monster in this.
It's very normal to have something with crust.
I eat the crusts, but I might have like a bit of mayo.
Mayo?
Yeah.
You're two ingredients away from my concoction. Just put some sour cream and some milk, a little bit of seasoning, and you've got
milk in it.
Just to thin it out. You don't have to put a lot in.
Okay.
You can put water if you want.
Okay.
But anyway, right, I had this concoction.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
Shut yourself.
I felt terrible.
Anybody would feel bad,
yeah,
Lucas. This is not a science
not me.
Experiment.
I'm built different. I'm built different.
No, you're not. Actually... You're lactose intolerant.
Can you
you fucking idiot.
Can you do like an actual test for this as opposed to
I like my homemade
the
one.
Pizza ranch
if it doesn't involve eating ranch, I'm not doing it.
You bring it to the doctor.
If the doctor doesn't make me eat inhumane amounts of cheese,
I made my
coming.
Own ranch for this appointment. I hope that's okay.
What? Oh my god! I don't. Even...
I love ranch. Okay. You know, in school, I actually wrote. I wrote a petition in. For my cafeteria because they took away it from the salad bar. They took away ranch. I wrote a 1,000-word essay to the catering.
You found a 1,000 words to say about this.
You knew 1,000 words in school. Does that have to be anything?
900 of those words were ranch.
Yeah. I did repeat that word a lot.
I need ranch.
It was the subject
ranch,
of the
ranch,
essay.
Ranch.
You wrote a 1,000-word essay.
I got quite. I was the man around school.
You
Everyone
had
knew about
it. A salad bar at your school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, how posh was your school?
We're learning so much about you.
Yeah.
We had a salad bar, and I was like, people won't eat salad unless it has ranch in it, and by people I meant me. So I was like, please put it back because I want to have salad.
Who took away the ranch? Was it Jamie Oliver?
Honestly, maybe. It could have been something to do because they said it wasn't healthy. They said that's why they took it away, and I was like, it's perfectly healthy. It's mostly sour cream. And I was like, you're also selling donuts for dessert, and we have chocolate bars and Red Bull in the tuck shop. That's not healthy.
Yeah. That's bad.
So then they took all of that away and gave you a ranch back.
Yes.
And then
everyone hated me. Everyone was like, I was eating a bowl of ranch. Like, come on, guys, it's delicious.
Were you at
Join
school
in.
Post... Get us a chocolate bag.
Were you at school post the Jamie Oliver overhaul of
Must have
I think I was during it. When was that?
I've got no idea.
I think it was during.
Was it
maybe.
After you?
It was definitely, yeah. I mean, the stuff that I used to be
you
able to get
You just had,
at
like,
school,
mac and cheese and...
We had turkey Twizzlers was the big one.
I've heard people talk about this.
Actually.
Never had that.
Oh, what an era! I'd love
but turkey. There's nothing wrong with turkey.
I think whatever they covered it in
just was
big,
bad.
Was big old fatty grease,
monstrous.
Delicious.
Yeah, and they were fatty. I remember them being quite fatty. I think they were turkey. Were they turkey Twizzlers?
And then no, I've heard people talk about this.
Turkey dinosaurs we've got as well. Mm. Sometimes for pudding, we'd just be given like an iced bun. That's good. Or Ooh. A piece of rainbow sponge cake.
Oh, yeah, I had rainbow
Incredible
sponge cake.
Stuff.
I used to love jelly and ice cream. That was my favourite.
Yeah, it's really good. It was all good stuff. But at my secondary school, you could get junk food I don't know if I've told you about this before. I feel like maybe I've
Please
told you about
tell this. Me. I'm so jealous.
You could get a packet of crisps for 10p.
What?
Yeah. Bargain. And it would be like
Grandpa?
And it wouldn't be like a potato crisp. It would be like a full, you know.
Sorry.
Let me finish my story, children.
Children, gather around the fire. It was like the Grandpa, like, there's like, no fire.
Like, what's that? You're like, it's Lucas.
Yeah, 10p yeah. for the crisps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they weren't normal crisps.
They weren't like any kind of healthy crisps that you could. They were full of shit. What I'm saying.
What crisp isn't?
I feel like regular sort of potato chips. Not as bad as.
Were they like Monster Munch?
Yeah,
like,
that kind of vibe. Like yeah, and the flavor.
Oh, where you're like, well, how is it? What even consistency?
Yeah,
is this?
What? Yes. There is zero nutritional value in any way.
I love that you think there's a nutritional value in a potato crisp.
What do you mean?
It's a potato. Is this it not is one of your five a day?
Two diet staples.
It's potatoes.
Potato and
it's mostly
jelly.
Oil.
I know.
Anyway, go on.
I do love a crisp though.
I love a crisp. And I wish I didn't know how tasty some crisps were.
Yeah.
Crisps,
you could get a sausage roll for 30p.
What?
Sausage roll, big sausage roll for 30p. Slice of pizza, 20p.
This is the Ooh. North.
Slice of pizza.
This is the
big
North.
Big slice of pizza.
I know you're from the middle.
Our sausage rolls were 50p.
Really?
Yeah.
Inflation.
We could get a cheese toastie for £1.
Really?
Or a bacon baguette for £1.
They used to do Inflation. Chicken and chips boxes at my school for like £2-3.
Oh my God.
It's called Chicken Dixie, I think. Like that.
Chicken Dixie? That's a chicken shop.
But that's what it was called. Maybe it was the same thing.
They just got it from a chicken shop.
Maybe. Buy a box of chicken and chips at my school.
There was a chip like van outside the school that I went to when I was 12 to 15. And it would just park outside the school and the kids would just go and get chips. And it was just like, but we never had like, I'd be like, vulturing around to see if anyone left any
spare chips.
Yeah, because I just we didn't. My mum was not going to give us money.
Yeah.
Chips.
My mum would give us like I think we had like £2 to spend on buses.
Right.
And what I would do is walk to.
Aren't
school.
The buses free for kids?
No, not where I was.
Really?
Yeah. The where my parents live, the state of the bus, it's just getting worse and worse. When I started school in year 7, I could get the bus to school for 50p. Now, you could not do that journey for less than £2. Can you believe that?
That is actually very expensive.
This is a terrible podcast.
It's possible this is a terrible podcast.
But you could get a return from where my parents live to Nottingham City Centre for £1.50. Now, a return ticket, £5.
What?
Five.
How do kids do this when they go to school?
I don't know.
They must be subsidised. There's no way.
It's terrible stuff. We live in
democratic socialism. And why it's the best model.
And where are the sausage rolls?
This is mine and Sarah's political TED talk. Yeah. I'm going democratic sausage rolls.
Give me the sausage rolls.
You're the sausage roll party.
Where are my Tangy Toms?
Yeah.
Tangy Toms were a great crisp.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Spicy tomato flavor. Tomato.
Is Sensations sweet chili.
You're joking.
That's
I'm sorry.
The best crisp.
2007 called. They want their crisps back.
Well, they don't. I ate them.
Fuck it. You still think they're the best crisps?
I do.
They had their time.
They've done so much science with crisps since then,
not,
Mickey.
They have not had their time.
They're all the sorts one. Of things into these into crisps oh, nowadays.
No, God.
You'll get
no.
hooked on crisps now.
No, it is the best. I cannot believe how good it is.
I can't believe you're still.
What do you think is the best one?
You're still living like a decade ago.
Yeah.
Move on.
All right, Sarah.
Move on.
That was good. I could take the bus for 50p. What is the best
What's your
crisp?
Ultimate crisp?
Skips.
Yeah.
Skips?
I'm joking.
I don't even know what that is.
I like a skip.
Oh, you've never had a skip?
No.
I'll bring in a skip next week.
You can do a thing where you
like
put...
A skip is like a big thing that you put outside of your house.
Yeah.
You put stuff in it.
Have you ever tried to eat one?
You eat that?
Yeah. No, skips are like little flower-shaped crisps that are prawn cocktail flavoured, and they sort of weirdly melt on your tongue.
Yeah, they melt. That's their whole... Their shit.
Yeah. Are they like gum bears?
I recognise that the explanation is horrific.
Horrific.
They're good though. You should try them.
They're not like
pom bears. We used to put them on our eyelids and crush them with our eyes like that at school.
Oh, that's really cool.
It was fun.
That is incredibly cool.
Because then it was cool.
Crumbs all in your eyes.
It was fun.
Yeah.
What is your...
We didn't have much to do. I was like, there's no ranch dressing. I've got to entertain myself somehow. Yeah.
You had no cause. You were a rebel without a cause.
They're looking around the playground. Who's the one that wrote the letter? Just like that boy over there with the skips in his eyes.
I can't see everyone. Help me. I need to get to biology.
This is a political protest. I'll take the skips out of my eyes when you bring me my ranch back.
Yeah, every time I tell a story from school, I'm like, maybe I was a massive loser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love your story from school.
Thank you.
What is your crisp, though?
Ultimate crisp, probably Monster Munch pickled onion.
Oh, my God.
I can... Yeah. Okay, I'm
They're
ranking,
so good, aren't they?
I'm ranking our first crisp. Mine is one, you're two, you're three.
Oh, I
Sarah,
didn't.
Skips
was a joke. Let me go again.
What's your real one?
If I had to choose... Oh, no, you put me on... I like paprika. There's some ridged paprika crisps.
Oh, the Walker's Max paprika
Not
ones.
Not them, though. Oh. Different brand that's probably worse for you. They're so good.
The McCoy's?
Yeah. I love all crisps.
Me too.
I love a salt and vinegar.
Mm.
A well-placed salt and vinegar.
Cheddar and onion.
Tell you what.
What?
There is a time and a place for a ready salted.
What is it?
When you've got a glass of wine.
Where is it? Glass of milk?
When you've got a glass of milk.
Pairs so well.
Glass of wine, sit
in the sunshine with a glass of wine and a bowl of ready salted crisps.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Life.
I've never agreed with you more on anything.
Oh, really? Yeah. Never?
This is what's going to bring us back together.
Oh, my God. We've been so distant from
each other. We've been so distant.
We can stop texting again.
This is it. The ready salted chips with a glass of wine. It is so good.
So good.
It is so good. And my mum does it. She, like, when we come over, she'll be like, glass of wine.
Bowl of crisps. My dad does it.
Bowl of crisps.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Francis.
Francis does it.
Oh.
You know how to live.
It's so good.
With wine. I've never had it with wine.
You have to. And the sun. That's also a big part of it.
The sun is important. And maybe it's the sun that's making us feel good.
Yeah.
No, it's not the vitamin D. It's definitely these
maybe it's
heavily
the salty crisps.
You're drunk in the sun like, these crisps are amazing.
They are, though. They are. You have a glass of wine.
On the way back, he's completely fucked up. He was like, I can still feel those crisps.
Those crisps went straight to my head. Oh, Lucas, you've got to try it. First sunny day we have, I'll come here with a cold bottle of white wine and
we'll
a packet of crisps. We'll climb to the roof.
That would be so fun.
Let's do it.
I'll bring my bottle of wine. I have
you
these
refuse
bottles
to share a bottle of wine.
No, I have these bottles of wine
I'll bring my own.
That my parents have brought for me. But my problem now is that because also Patrick doesn't drink.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no, like, I don't open like a nice, I'm not going to open a nice bottle of wine that my parents brought me for like myself. But it's weird.
Oh, we would totally drink that wine. I don't know if you drink wine, Lucas. Are you a wine drinker?
I'll have it now.
Or is it just milk?
As your voice is dropping.
I know. That was a poorly timed voice crack.
Yeah.
No, I don't usually drink wine. I'll drink it sometimes, but I'll have beer.
Is milk your mixer of choice?
No. Yeah, my favourite drink is a white Russian.
But I think when I was your age, I was more of a beer drinker.
Yeah,
but I think
I've gotten into wine.
You'll grow out of it, son.
Yeah. I've gotten into wine, and now I think I'm a bit of a sommelier.
What are you talking
about? I was going to follow that up with something stupid. But your faces were so funny that I couldn't even, like, do the bit. I was just going to be like, what, with the one glass of wine that I drink every 3 months? Like, but you guys were already so...
like, what are you fucking... It's also like the pronunciation of what did you say? Sommelier.
Sommelier.
Really shocked me.
Yeah.
How was it pronounced?
Isn't it sommelier? Would you say sommelier?
Smellier.
Smellier.
I'm a sommelier. Come
it
here.
It should be called a sommelier. That's smellier. So good because you're smelling it.
Is it a sommelier or sommelier?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
I thought it was sommelier.
I'll look it up.
Sommelier.
Sommelier.
We should be saying it in a French way. Sommelier.
Oh, well.
I have no idea how to even spell it.
Sommelier.
Did you just spell that on the fly?
Sommelier.
Maybe you are a sommelier.
Here we go.
Sommelier.
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 Why does it sound so much like smelly?
Because you smell in the wines.
No, I get that, but that's obviously not where it comes from.
No.
That's fun in English, but...
Yeah.
Sommelier. Sommelier.
I think you're smellier.
Thank you. You're smellier. Nice. What?
Listen.
Is that the worst podcast we've ever done?
We've covered...
This might be the worst one.
We've covered milk. We've covered wine.
We've covered
What other liquids would you want us to cover?
We've done Chris.
We've done Chris.
We've done it's lactose very, again.
Yeah. Sorry. It's been very, like, food.
Well, there was
and
a development. There was a development. I am lactose intolerant, definitely.
Lucas is lactose corner.
Get a test.
Lucas is milk corner.
Get a test, a real one.
Do you have to go to the doctor?
I guess so. Where else would you get it?
Don't what go, do you mean you have to go to the
don't
doctor?
Don't go private.
I'm not going to make an appointment just to talk Where about my milk intake.
Why not?
Yeah, it's your health.
It's embarrassing. It's not, yeah, but like lots of people just deal with it, don't they?
But oh, you, no. Don't you want to
oh,
know?
No.
I suppose
oh, no.
I do.
Oh, no. This is. I think this is saying but way more about you than you're, than
are
you're
you
willing
afraid
to,
of the doctor?
To give away.
No, I just think it's a waste. I would feel like I'd wasted his time.
This is what I mean. It's like
I would be like, I'm lactose intolerant. He'd be like, why do you think that? And I'd be like, when I drink milk, I shit myself. He'd be like, you're lactose intolerant. I'd be like, thank you, have a good day.
No, but they want that on record. They want it. They want to like have like an official.
They
want to
know. Realize. They want to know if and when you're shitting yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, they love it. They love hearing about it.
Oh, they
I didn't
love
realize it.
It
was so important.
I call my doctor every time I shit myself.
Good.
Yeah.
Graham, it happened again.
He's like, I'm not your doctor. Please stop calling me.
I don't know. I don't have a doctor. Like, not a like designated one.
Oh, no, me neither.
I just have like a practice.
A building full of people who hate me. That's
yeah.
That's
I have a practice, and then I have to go on an app to make an appointment. And then, but the appointments are already gone like 1 hour after, like at like 8 a.m. So
yeah.
I always have to like set my alarm to make a doctor's appointment.
I imagine that you have the same doctor's surgery that I had when I lived in Streatham.
Which
and
one
they
is
were
it?
Dog shit.
Oh, mine's really good.
Oh, really?
Streatham High Practice.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, they're really good. I mean,
but
like,
I was living there during the pandemic, so maybe different.
Then it would
maybe different.
Really bad.
Maybe different. Sorry.
You have to come back. You have to come back to Streatham.
What, to go to the doctors?
Come back to me.
We'll all reunite at Streatham High. Yeah, I can't move back to Streatham.
You can.
Okay. Can I live with you?
Yeah. What else we how long have we been talking?
43 minutes.
Oh god.
Have
you had enough
anything
of
substance?
Anything. This is the worst one. Comment below if you oh no.
Has anyone done anything this week?
I am quitting thumb sucking, okay? I'm busy.
That's a big
oh, that
big
was a
week
big
for
topic
big,
actually.
Big week for Mickey.
Yeah.
Did you have something, Sarah?
No. Well, I went to a funeral.
No.
I talked about milk.
Did you quit anything? Did you quit yammering?
I certainly did not quit yammering. I've been yammering a lot this week.
Oh no!
I've been yammering 24/7.
When are you going? When are you leaving us?
I'm going to Barcelona on Friday.
That's not at all what I mean. I can't imagine you thought that was what I meant.
I know, but
when are you going?
That
on a
is
nice
my
trip?
News. I'm going to Barcelona That's on Friday nice. For 2 nights to a hen do that I'm.
MCing.
It's going to be that I'm MCing. Oh,
who drinks milk?
Can't wait to find out who drinks milk. I'm probably going to ask that because I don't know everyone that well.
Whose Hindu is it?
My friend Amber. We went to school together. Well, she came to my sixth form, so we didn't go to school together, but then she joined at 16.
She's part of your gango?
Yes, she is. She which gango?
You have like a Nottingham gang.
I've got multiple. Yeah, she's part of the Nottingham gango. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of. She's
yeah.
a hanger-on.
She's not a hanger-on.
Sorry, Amber. Sorry to break it to you.
She's not
you
a
get disinvited from the Hindu from
yeah,
this podcast.
Disinvited from the wedding. No, I'd say she and I have a sort of independent friend. But like the Nottingham gango has dispersed a little bit. We're all in different places.
Mm.
Yeah.
London.
Nottingham.
All right, what are you going to do on this Hindu? Is it going to be like classic Hindu?
I've been sent a
Is
full
Is it
going to
be
itinerary,
penises galore?
And I'm feeling quite nervous
What's
about
What's on
this
the thing. Itinerary?
Shall I read the itinerary?
Yes!
Oh, please.
I'm feeling quite...
Can I say, because my sister just moved and she sent everyone like a big itinerary who was coming to help. And she sent it to a group that Patrick and I were also in. And Patrick was like, I cannot believe this itinerary. I think it's like disrespectful of everyone that's coming to help. And I was like, no, Dutch people don't think that. Like, Dutch people will be like, great.
Really?
I love that you sent a detailed list of what I need to do. Now I Now I know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in some ways it's quite efficient, isn't it? And then
yes, but I think British people are too ironic. So they'll just be like, can't we just figure it out there?
Yeah, yeah. We'll just wing it.
We'll just wing it.
Just bring some crisps. We'll be fine.
So many messages in this WhatsApp.
Oh my God. Can I tell you about my sister's hen do before?
Do it whilst I'm finding this.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to this. That's good because it's a surprise. Yeah.
If you are Mickey's sister and you're listening to this right now.
Well, it's already, she doesn't even know there's a hen do. She doesn't listen to this. That's the point.
Get out of here. But, scram,
Anouk. But she's having a hen do. And it's like, it's completely catered to her. So she loves baking and classical music.
That's really
so
nice.
They're doing like a bake, they're going to all bake together.
Oh.
And then this conductor is coming to give a conducting workshop.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
That sounds way nicer than what I'm doing this weekend.
It sounds so fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going. But that's okay. Because I live here.
Well, I guess we'll never find out who drinks milk there.
Everyone will be drinking milk.
The whole time?
With the baked goods?
Of course. Lucas, try well. And get an invite.
Anyway, it sounds great.
Okay, right. Day one. We arrive at the villa. We settle
villa?
In.
Villa? Yeah, this is Love Island.
Yeah, I'm going on Love Island.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We settle in, we couple up. then games in the garden and a welcome mixer. Cocktail competition. We've been split into groups for it.
Cocktail competition?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds fun.
And then group one makes dinner. We get ready. 8 p.m. we have dinner.
Is this like Love Island?
Group two clears up. Then we have a silent disco. I hope this is... If Amber's there's listening bit, to this and this is meant to be no surprises, one's... then don't... Also, when does this go out? Oh, this will come out after we've been. She'll know. She'll have known what happens. If she doesn't... If she still thinks that this is a spoiler by the time this episode comes out, then you
the
should go to the doctor.
Went to her head.
Day two.
Day two?
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry. Yeah?
We're not going to Barcelona for one afternoon.
Yeah, but it could be like one day of activities and then day two is like this free play.
Friday.
Free play.
I love free play. Creative play. that is Friday. That's the day we arrive.
Fucking hell.
Saturday, day two. Group three cooks breakfast. Breakfast is served. Group five clears up. That's
five?
I'm group five.
How many groups? Group four hasn't had to do anything yet.
Group four prepares sandwiches. That's the next one.
Mm. Okay, very nice.
Very nice.
I want to be in group four.
We depart to the villa promptly. So then
promptly?
Yeah. Super exclusive boat party, brackets do not drown.
Oh.
Always good advice. Back at the villa, shower and change. You can't make me. Then it says packing bags advised ahead of Sunday cleanup. This is very organised, actually.
I love this.
So organised.
See, Patrick would get this and he'd be like frustrated.
Really?
He'd be like, don't tell me what to do, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why he is so against like itineraries. I love this. I think this is amazing.
I feel mildly calmed by it in that I'm like, I know exactly what's going to happen, which is quite good because I don't know a lot of the people going. So I'm like, at least I know what we're going to be doing.
And if you don't have it like this, there'll just be those things where like the people who end up doing everything are just going to end up doing everything. So it's like the proactive people will just be cooking every meal, cleaning up every meal, making all the sandwiches.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Group five makes dinner. That's me again.
What are you going to make?
I've got no idea. She's done a shop. We've got no... That's the one thing I'm a little bit like, I don't know what we're going to eat. Mm. She must have planned these meals.
Yeah.
She's asked dietary requirements and if anybody doesn't like anything.
So. Right. So it's a bit like HelloFresh.
It is a bit like HelloFresh. It's like a surprise.
It's going to arrive and then you
just... But what if it's something I don't know how to cook?
Well, you can like follow a recipe.
I've told you. I'll send you my recipe.
Yeah, Lucas will be on FaceTime for this entire thing. Yeah. All right, the way you make the ranch.
Okay, and I'm just going to... Let me just watch you eat it for a minute. Then we have dinner. Group four cleans up.
Nice.
Chilled drinks. Chilled. I don't know if the drinks are cold.
No.
Or
it's
whether...
It's hot drinks, but you're all very...
We're relaxed whilst having it. Yeah. Okay. And then we do awards, speeches, punishments, and surprises.
What is that?
Oh, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that bit.
Yeah, that's free play, all right.
Yeah, oh, this is, and then 11. That's at 10. And then 11. It's drink the bar dry.
Ah.
So, and then group two cooks breakfast on the Sunday.
God, group two is a rough.
Yeah.
That is a rough shift.
Group one clears
after you've,
up.
After you've drank the bar dry.
Yeah.
Imagine being in group two.
Sucks to be group two.
Yeah, you're group five.
Looking pretty sweet from my view over here in group five.
Real group five smugness over here.
Then it's collective villa cleanup. We expect to have to check out late morning.
Okay, this is all groups. All groups on deck.
All groups on deck. Everybody. Everybody's involved.
Wow. I love it. Who organized this? Well done.
Yeah, they killed it.
Yeah, the woman who organized it is called Abby, and she's Amber's best friend, and she's amazing. This has been sort of a military operation. I'm very impressed.
I mean, to get everyone to Barcelona.
Oh God, I don't have a ticket.
To Barcelona.
I'm joking. I would totally believe that.
It
did cross my mind the other day because I went, I don't actually know any of my flight information. It's because a group of us are going from London and she booked the London one. So she has sent me my flight information now.
Because we have to do a lot of travel arranging, right? For comedy. And the amount of like comics who are so bad at it, I once went to do like a preview in Berlin. And then, like, he was like, yeah, we had to cancel, like, 3 previews because none of them had booked flights. So, and then when they looked to book flights, like, the week before, like, oh, I should book my flights to Berlin, they were, like, so expensive.
And but it's
like,
why would you leave that to chance? Why
would you book flights to Berlin a week before? Yeah. Like, you have booked a flight before. I know that's true.
I did a bunch of European gigs, but they were it was mixed bills. And one of the comedians I was with, I can't remember where we were because we were in lots of different cities over the course of a few weekends. And we were buying tickets for a train to get us back to the airport to leave. Yeah. And you had to physically put your card into this machine rather than tap. And he turned to me and said, can you please buy my ticket because I only have my phone. He just brought his phone as means of payment.
That is mad.
And we had an argument where I was like, that's so dumb. And he was like, yeah, but if I bring my card, I'll lose it. And I was like, what if you lose your phone? And he was like, I would not lose my phone.
That is, I you're going to tell me who this is, yeah. But I'm affronted by this story.
I was so angry because I was like, anything could happen to your phone.
Was it Lucas?
It's Lucas. And he was covered in milk the whole time.
Please, Sarah.
Please, can you buy my milk?
I need to get on this train.
Can you please buy my milk?
I wouldn't be that bad. That's crazy.
Oh, yesterday I had to take a cab. Get this.
Whoa.
I never take cabs, but I went to Bristol for a gig and my train there was delayed. By the way, the Bristol trains. Seriously.
I love Bristol as a city, but the train lines need to get their shit together.
It is insane. It does never run on time.
Where are my sausage rolls?
I had to take, the only train that I could take was the 7 o'clock. So it was, and I was closing. Yeah. So it was like, it was going to be like a bit tight, but I was going to be able to still walk to the venue and everything. And then it was like 20 minutes delayed. So I had to jump into a cab and I got to the train station for 9. I jumped into a cab, did my set. Then the person who ran the gig drove me back. And then I got the 10 p.m. train back. I was literally in Bristol for an hour. And yeah. I was quite impressed with myself. But anyway, The when I got into the cab to go to the gig, when we got to the thing, he was like, I was like, what, ready to pay on card? And he was like, ugh.
No.
It took him 5 minutes to start up his like payment machine.
You're joking.
And he was so annoyed the whole time with me.
No.
And I was like, I cannot believe you. Like, I cannot believe that you think that everyone just carries cash. No one carries cash.
Nobody carries cash. No. That is lunacy.
It was so annoying. And he was like, I should have asked you at the beginning whether or not you had cash. And I was like, does this not...
I should have asked you what year it was.
Yeah, it's like, does this not lose you out loads of money if you don't take... And he couldn't, like, connect it to the phone. And I had to, like, get in there to do my set. And I was just like, can I give you my number so that you can text me your bank details? I'll pay.
Yeah.
And he was just like, ugh, and no. And then he just, like, he kept on trying to, like, connect it. As I was, like, outside the venue, I could see, like, the organizer look at me, like, why are you not coming out of this cab? Like, we have to start ASAP if you want to make your 10 p.m. train back. Oh, you're only in this city for an hour. Like,
that is unbelievable.
It was so unbelievable. Like, when it finally worked and I got out, I felt like I'd gotten out of, like, a sort of, like, different universe.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I got out of a cab, like, 20 years ago. And I'd just been like, I actually had been like quite annoying.
Yeah.
For asking to pay on card.
You were wrong. No, that's mad.
Yeah.
I've got an exciting story. It's not an exciting story.
Let's talk about it on the Patreon.
Yeah,
I need to get home and have lunch with Thor Stenhouse.
Oh, what are you guys eating?
I don't know. Patrick's preparing lunch. And when I left,
Patrick has an itinerary.
I said, Patrick, what are you going to make? And he was like, he paused for a really long time and then said, soup? And so I think it's going to be real good.
Okay. Since you're going to get home, it's going to be pizza, milk, and ranch.
I'm on my way.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to what I genuinely think is the best episode of Thank Fuck For That we've ever done.
I think we're from now on, we're just going to keep releasing this episode.
Yeah. I agree.
So if you like this episode,
should submit this to festivals.
Stay tuned.
Come to all of our shows. Sarah just got a big Dublin date.
I'm on tour.
They need to sell more tickets for that.
Sell.
Lucas and I are whipping. Come to all of it. Thank you, please. You'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck For That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.